Welcome to Right Now. I'm your host, Stacey Chappell, coming to you live from Las Vegas.
Joining me tonight is Laurel Langmire, who is one of today's most visible and innovative money experts. She continues to expand her horizons even through the challenging obstacles of today's economy. Because of her tenacity and absolute confidence in what she teaches, Langmire is one of only a handful of women in the world today who can claim the title of expert when it comes to financial matters and the making of millionaires. She accelerates the conversation about money, sharing how to not just to survive this tough economic climate, but how to succeed and thrive. As founder and CEO of Live Out Loud, Langmire has shared her high strategies at seminars all over the world, teaching people her simple recipe for capitalizing on their skills and talents to make new money. She's author of 4 national best-selling books, The Millionaire Maker, The Millionaire Maker's Guide to Wealth Cycle Investing, and The Millionaire Maker's Guide to Creating a Cash Machine for Life, and her just-released book, Put More Cash in Your Pocket. In addition, she has appeared frequently on CNN, CNBC, The Street TV, Fox News Channel, Fox Business Channel's America's Nightly Scoreboard, The Dr. Phil Show, and The View. Langmire has been featured in articles that appeared in USA Today, The Wall Street Journal, and The New York Times, and on the web at abcnews.com, Forbes.com, and as a regular online contributor with The Huffington Report, The Bottom Line, Yahoo 7 Finance, and BusinessWeek.com. She also appears in and contributes to The Street. Laurel has spoken in person in front of tens of thousands of people and helped create hundreds of new millionaires. Her personal accolades include named a 2007 Distinguished Alumni of University of Nebraska at Omaha, nominated for the CNN's Heroes Award, and nominated for the Marion Women's Hall of Fame. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Laurel. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. I love being here.
So what inspires you to write?
What inspires me to write? Well, you know, I actually hate to write. How about that? So, literally sitting and typing is just not my thing. I love to talk. And I think the biggest reason that I end up writing, I mean, I have 4 best-selling books. The 5th one's on its way and will be, coming to market February 21st, 2012, called Yes Energy. So what inspired me to do the book was actually I was asked by a big publishing house. McGraw-Hill called me and said, will you do it? And I said, no. I said, I don't know how to write. I mean, I know how to write. But I said, I just don't feel like I'm a writer. And they said, well, you have an amazing message. So, I mean, it was great learning for me to know that I can, you know, work with someone who has great writing skills. And I have an enormous amount of expertise that needed to get on paper. And as I say that, it's really the message to everyone listening. You have no excuse to not get your message on paper, because it's how people can consume your input, your expertise. You can help tons of lives by repurposing, you know, whether it's an ebook or, you know, go for the New York Times bestsellers like I do, or however you want to do it. But it's so what inspires me is I know I have huge gifts and expertise that I need to get to the world. But I always share the I don't like to write story, because it gives a lot of people who are in the same stuck place a lot of permission to just start talking and transcribe it.
How does your writing inspire others?
I think it gives them hope. I think a lot of people want to make money. They are interested in making money, but they're not committed because they don't know how. I think the writing has, for me, provided a lot of clarity on putting formulas in an order and in a way that people truly can make money. I mean, I've really, really, you know, practiced and, you know, I shouldn't say played with the models, but I have. There's a lot of financial models that are out there. Many which are, you know, have part of the pieces, but doesn't have the whole piece and don't work. And so I think it serves other people's lives.
So when and why did you begin to write?
My first mentor, Bob Proctor, I was actually selling other people's work. And so just from a broader entrepreneurial perspective, is if you don't feel like you're ready to put, you know, your expertise or hone in your expertise and put it on paper so other people can buy it and repurpose, you know, consume your information and your knowledge, then sell someone else's and be inspired. So I was, you know, Kiyosaki's, you know, master distributor for cash flow. So I said I sold a lot of people's other work. And so, again, I want to give people permission listening that, you know, it doesn't have to be your work in the beginning. As you're getting your message together, be out, you know, around messages. But I think what everyone has to see, it doesn't matter what category that of market anybody's in, is they have to put their message on paper. And so when I started, again, McGraw-Hill came to me, and actually it was back 2002, Bob Proctor and I. He flew me to Nightingale Conan in Chicago. We stood eye to eye in a studio. He said, we're going to record our first product. I said, you're nuts. He said, no, we're going to do it your way. We're going to talk. We're going to talk back and forth, back and forth. We recorded this amazing product verbally and then took it to a workbook. It's called Expression Your Power, still one of our bestsellers, now about 10 years old. And then J. Conrad Levinson, who wrote all those guerrilla marketing books, he and I did Guerrilla Wealth in 2004. And then 2005 is when McGraw-Hill approached me to write the Million Maker series. So I've been doing it a long time. But again, it's talking and then having someone transcribe and then make it look all fancy the way the books do.
So how do you define writing success?
I think it can be in two ways. Mine, because of my goals, are I want bestsellers. I want big bestsellers, not just the Amazon runs. I want the big ones. I want USA. I want Wall Street Journals. I want New York Times for now. I mean, way back in the day, an Amazon was fine, but now I'm going for the big stuff. And because I'm also, I use those as, you know, I know a lot of authors hate when I say it. I said, but I use my books as a brochure to help you understand who I am and what my message is about. And then, you know, use that as a way to then have a further relationship and, you know, education and training. So that's one way. And then I think some people, you know, it's not about being a bestseller, but it's about having that brochure that then is a lead, you know, so like insurance people, real estate folks, you know, having a 20, 30, 40 page book that is enough about your message that you use it as a big brochure where you truly then can use it to move people into a business funnel, whatever that is. So I think for all authors, everyone writing, I think it's got to be, it's a great way to repurpose your work. It's a great way to get your message out. But it really needs to probably be that front lead message that gets you a lot of business. And if you want to become a million-dollar company, you're going to have to put some messages on paper.
Good advice. So what is your most powerful writing moment?
My most powerful writing moment. Wow. That's a good question. Let's see. I'm going to say it's Yes Energy. It's actually this last book. And really coming up again with a formula of how do you create Yes Energy, then having tested it through a lot of surveys and through a lot of people in our database to know that it works. I mean, you know, when you create something, and I think a lot of you have pieces to a lot of your puzzles, you know, and until you start talking or writing and putting things down, and I also mind map a lot, so I have big charts and I, you know, write ideas and craft ideas. But when something that you create really works and you know that you can transfer the knowledge to other people to really serve their lives, yeah. So, yeah, I would say Yes Energy because this formula is hot. The equation to do less, make more is really, really good. And I think a lot of people who have struggled with the financial models, whatever they've been, will really see shifts in their life as they take on the Yes Energy equation. And then we can come back over to finance with a new attitude.
I'm looking forward to it. When's the book coming out?
February 21st, 2012. And so we're in a long launch. They can buy the book now, though, and start this Yes Energy conversation. I have 44 individuals that I'm interviewing from all over the world who are describing their Yes Energy. And we walk through different parts of the equation and interviews. And so if they pre-buy the book for $24.95 now, then we start a series of, you know, weeks and weeks, actually 22 weeks we're doing of 44 interviews. So twice a week they get to hear from an amazing person I'm interviewing. And then once they get the book in February, then it's followed by 8 weeks of finding your Yes Energy, you know, live video stream of we're going to not read it page by page, but we are going to go chapter by chapter of the learning that's in the book and what they can do with it. So it's good. We are so ready and on fire. So if they want to buy the book, then go to yesenergybook.com/insight and get it there.
Excellent. Thank you. So what are the three most important personal tips that you could share for achievement through writing?
Well, if you want to become a bestseller, it's a part, but I'm actually going to do heart and soul first. I think so many people have huge messages, you know, even kids do. I mean, I have so many kids that are students of ours that are writing books, and it's just, you know, amazing stories. storage of courage. But, you know, Dakota, for example, she writes through, you know, her riding horses and, you know, very fiction novels. But really, it's, you know, it's little kid leadership. It's amazing. So I think there's just a clarity that everyone can have in their own life. I mean, that's just the achievement of writing what you know, I think, is an achievement in and of itself. But then clearly the business that comes from it when you have it set up right. You know, and I'm a huge proponent of whether it's portions of a report or portions of a book that need to be on a website for an opt-in box to, you know, collaborating with other people can be an achievement. Knowing that your work's affected other people's lives, huge achievement. So I think, again, what do you want? I'm always a huge fan of you getting clear. What do you want? And then we'll design around what it is you want.
Okay, so how do you use these three things in your work?
Well, you know, I swore I'd never write. I just, you know, after put more cash in your pocket, I thought, okay, I'm done now. So how do I use it? I keep honoring the fact that messages just keep coming. I'm very, you know, spiritually based and God-based, and I feel like, you know, I've just been blessed to have these amazing messages keep coming through and keep coming through. And so I write them from that perspective of I know what I want, and it's not – all of this isn't for me. It's to serve others and help others. So that's one. I use it for as the top of my funnel all the time. I mean, I'm heading to Australia next week, and I have thousands of people that are coming to the room, and I'm giving them all a millionaire maker for coming to see me. I mean, so I give a ton of my books away as a gift for coming to see me, and then I'm going to, you know, invite them to come and be at our 3 days to cash in Australia in October. So I use it for business. I think I'm probably one of the few mentors and coaches that is very transparent about the moves I make. I mean, I'm very, very clear why I'm doing things. I disclose them very openly to my students because I think they need to be doing the same thing. You know, I don't do a lot. I think there's too many people who do a lot of things for bragging rights, and that's not the reason to do them. It's to do them so other people, I think, do them so other people can model a successful model. And so you've seen me at my 3 days of cash. I'm very wide open about, you know, if I'm selling to you, this is why I'm selling to you, and now you guys should turn around. You should sell just as, you know, just as certain as I'm selling. So, I mean, I model it the whole way across from getting a book to, you know, how do you put it in your business model to how do you sell it to how do you serve. I think all those things are critical. And more people need to be doing it.
So what are your favorite writing tools?
What are my favorite writing tools? You mean like probably my voice and transcription taping devices like that?
Yeah. What it means to you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I record. I record, record, record. I don't. And then I would say the other one, which really isn't a device but a process, is once you find someone who has your voice, and I was blessed to find her in 2005. I mean, she's like a sister friend. I mean, we're very, very dear friends. She knows me inside and out. I mean, you know, so we process together. And I think a lot of people, you have messages, but they're not as clear or you're not clear on how to uncover or, you know, offer them to the world. So I brainstorm a lot. I mean, it's a real process of, you know, this is what goes on. How would we talk about it? This is how I've made money. How do we talk about it in a way that other people, you know, other people can learn. And so I think that, you know, whether they call them focus groups or forums or accountabilities or masterminds, I think it's, I mean, I live out loud. That's the whole, that, you know, that's the whole real premise of Live Out Loud is you got to be in a conversation. You've got to really process with other people and get feedback. The other thing that I do that's secondary to that and which really serves the books, you know, which is like, you know, kind of the messages that I want people to get in my book and grasp, you know, which I know we're going to talk about that too. It's really what do they want. And so I actually survey people. Like when these ideas come to me, I'll go survey, I'll do webinars, I'll ask questions, but I will go to the public first or my, you know, database and ask them what they want, you know, me to talk about in this area. And that way I know that it's what they want. So I'm not guessing if they're going to buy it. I know they're going to buy it because I'm giving them what they asked for, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great way to actually come across it. So what is your message in your book that you want your readers to grasp?
Depends on which book, you know. My books are so different, you know, unlike some people who have like a theme through, I mean, there's kind of a theme through being a millionaire, but it depends which book. The Millionaire Maker is obviously the plan to become a millionaire, and that's supported by the Millionaire Maker game, which if people really want to bring it into their home, that's the tool to use. And then the Wealth Cycle Investing is how do you invest, you know, the way the wealthy do, which is not in the stock market, just owning real estate, owning businesses, owning, you know, direct assets. And then, you know, the cash machine to put more cash is definitely, you know, how do you make money in business development. This one is about more psychology and attitude and just managing your energy. I mean, really it's down to daily energy management. People say they can manage time. You're not going to manage time. You're going to manage your energy to get what you want. So each message, I think, is very different, but all in service of having a better life, all having, you know, the life they want.
Excellent. So is there anything you find particularly challenging in your writing?
Yeah, I think for me, the challenge in writing is I'm such a teacher. I love giving little homework assignments and things. And so as my writer, you know, she and I was talking, you know, so many people's writing, as we call it, empty calorie. It's, you know, fun and interesting and motivational, but you don't really, it's sort of like, okay, so now what? Like there's no plan. And so I'm probably I probably overdo the tactics and practical, you know. I don't write just to get people, you know, inspired and motivated. I want them to then do something about it.
See, lead people to action.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the biggest thing that everybody, the motivate, you can be motivated and you can be excited, but then the big step is the action step, isn't it?
It's critical, and I think what I am best known for, and I know that my stuff works, is the right actions and really putting those plans together. Like, my formulas work. I know how to help people make money in 3 days. I know how to help them become a millionaire in 3 years. But they have to do everything I say. Like, I know those all work. That's not like a question like, boy, I hope it works. The only hope it works variable is, are you going to get off your rear every morning and do exactly what you need to do? And so, I'm that's probably what I'm best known for, is those actionable, get to it, let's get it done plans.
Exactly.
I love them.
Do you have any advice for other writers?
Just start, I mean, whether it's typing, because some people love to do that. I mean, I know lots of my colleagues, you know, Harv Ecker's a good, you know, dear friend, love his stuff. And I know he goes away and writes. I mean, literally does the typing. I know, you know, Rick Fishman writes. I know a lot of people truly do go write because they like that process. And then what I understand in their process and how they do it, similar to how I talk, is, you know, we kind of whiteboard it and say, what are the chunks? If you're going to chunk it into three big messages, what would it be? And then what would be the subsets of those messages to come up with the chapters? You know, I think some people, the struggle is they try to write from the beginning to the end without designing the end. It's like, I think you got to design what's the message you want, design the scope, and then chunk it, and then chunk it, you know, from there, take it into the chapters, and then just start going. And then it gets pretty easy, because then you're only, you know, having to write, you know, 10, 20 pages or talk 10, 20 pages a day. As fast as I talk, I knock out my books. Once I'm clear about them, they're done in less than 2 weeks.
Wow. I guess the analogy to that would be somebody getting in a car and deciding they're going to California from the East Coast and without a map.
Yeah.
But you have to plan out your days where you're going to land. So if it takes you 4 days, the four big chunks that you would have, or three big chunks in your case, is that about right?
Yep. Yep.
So,
but I think, too, it's the thing I would caution writers on, some advice for them is, you know, a lot of people want to write about your personal story. And, you know, when I was asked, I mean, that's really what I was asked to write about. And I said, well, in service of what? That's why I went out and surveyed. And I said, well, what would you want to hear about? I mean, do you really want to hear about my lawsuits and divorces and database losses and all the, you know, the bad times? And I said, no. And so it was clear, because that could have been where it went, is I want to, you know, how do you actually do as much as you do? How do you get it done in a day? How do you have it look so easy? How do you keep your energy up? And so they told me what they wanted, which then crafted the book. So I think, you know, don't write your own story. You may want to do it just because it's cathartic and some grand experience for yourself, but people aren't necessarily going to buy it. They didn't ask for it.
Good advice. So we've talked about a little bit. What are your current projects?
So Yes Energy is, you know, a massive project. I just knocked out a five-day boot camp on my Yes Energy. I have three different products I just created. The summit, which is the 44 interviews I'm doing, is just a massive project right now. And then that actually goes live video stream on the 20th of this month. And so when they pre-order the book now, again, they go to yesenergybook.com/insight and go get the book. They get the 44 interviews and then the follow-up webinar. So that's a huge one. I have a different project, but part of the whole business is I'm launching June 20th, I opened an office in Sydney, Australia. So I'm launching a very, you know, I'm taking my own advice and, you know, bootstrapping an entire office. It's fun because I'm actually, you know, it works. I mean, I'm doing exactly what I tell everybody else to do, and we've been in revenue since the day we opened. And so that's a huge project, is to get that and then license my work. So as I go into next year, I have so much, the body of work is I shouldn't say it's complete because I'll always create, but it's complete enough that we're really going to put some great licensing packages. And I'm going to start certifying people to do Yes Energy workshops, to Wealth Diva workshops, to mini versions of my three-day workshops. And we're going to bring it to the world pretty quickly through licensing. That'll be my next big move.
Oh, I'm excited about that. You'll have to let us know when that happens because I'd love to sign up for that. So where can our listeners find out more about you and where they can share? Would you share your website with us?
Yes, if you want to be part of the community, there's a profile you can sign up and go for free is liveoutloud.com. You can Facebook, Twitter, liveoutloud.com is all over YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, we have massive community conversations. And then to buy the book, you go to yesenergybook.com/insight and get the book and amazing gifts. I mean, enormous gifts that will change your life and have you head into 2012 in a much more positive fashion.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Laurel, for being on the show. I really appreciate you being here tonight.
Okay, well, thank you. Have a good day.
And thank you for joining us on Right Now. I'm Stacey Chavel. Have an excellent week.